This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Power should be restored to almost all of New Orleans by the middle of next week. That is according to the utility company, which issued a statement Friday asking for patience in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Utility executives say more than 25,000 workers from 40 different U.S. states are trying to fix 14,000 damaged poles, more than 2,200 broken transformers, and more than 150 destroyed transmission structures. Ida destroyed the city's electrical grid and left more than 1 million customers in Louisiana alone without power. Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies from outside the city warned people returning in Ida's aftermath to come equipped like survivalists because of the lack of basic services. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed an executive order directing the FBI to declassify documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. Still, the practical impact of the executive order and any new documents it might yield was not immediately clear. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane's hijackers, but have not established that the government was directly involved. A stunned U.S. East Coast is facing a sobering death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continuing calls for rescue after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain. More than 40 deaths have been linked to the flooding from Maryland to New York from the storm's strike Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Officials said at least 13 people died in New York City alone. Authorities said that at least 23 people died in the state of New Jersey and at least five died in the state of Pennsylvania. This is VOA News.